This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Thank you so much for being here again. Welcome back to Hannah Worldwide and Friends, the podcast where traveler, experts, and adventurer share their stories. If you want to learn about what it's like living in another country, you want to experience a new culture, or you just love to travel, this podcast is for you. Or maybe you need to get out of your comfort zone, and this podcast might be the inspiration you need. You can find me on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi everyone, please welcome with me Juan Rossi from Argentina. Juan had some experience with being overseas by traveling through his own continent, South America, and has seen some other countries there. And I hope we will learn a little bit more about that. But then made the big decision to have a complete change of scenery and move to New Zealand in 2010. Thank you so much for being here, having some time to talk to me about your life story. And hello, welcome to the show, Juan.
Hi there, Hannah. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Really glad to talk to you and so excited to be invited to your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. I am really excited to hear your story because I actually haven't heard it fully yet. So I'm also excited to share it with the world. And can you tell us a little bit, first of all, a tiny bit about your own country? Because I don't know much about Argentina and I haven't been yet. What would you say is the things that people know about it or the reputation it has and the things that you would say most people don't even know about your own country?
Right. Yeah, people that always go about in Argentina, well, we have like great sports people coming out of Argentina. Soccer is not a sport in Argentina, it's a religion. So it's something that is very important for everyone. So and we have like very prominent figures coming out, especially Maradona and most recently Messi. And the other thing that people always mention is Argentinian beef. Well, the thing is we used to be a big beef exporter, especially to Europe and in the 40s onwards. That has declined. It's not the case anymore, but the Argentinian meat is especially has picked up quite a reputation, you can say. List things that people know. I don't know, interesting fact, the second most spoken language per capita in Argentina is actually German. we have large communities that came, just after the wars and the swords. And also Argentina is very vast. So vast and big that we have different cultures and it changes quite a bit. The main cities are influenced by immigration, especially from European descent. But in the north of Argentina and in many other parts of the inside parts of Argentina, we have many Native Americans there, and we still have people that has Inca heritage or Mapuche or that sort of thing. There was obviously a change on the demographics. They are not as prominent anymore, but the culture changes quite a bit in the different parts. And and it's so big that people have accents, actually. So different provinces have different accents for Castellano or Spanish. We call it Castellano, the language. From the music and their dressings to the food changes a lot. So we have big influences, obviously, from a little bit of a mixing pot, but things are quite interesting. Also, always say that the only thing that we're missing are nice beaches, but the rest of Argentina has everything. We have the Andes Mountains range, which are absolutely insane. We have the Patagonia, that parts of it look like New Zealand. In the north, we have deserts that are just incredibly vast. And I come from a place where it's incredibly fertile and flat. You can go for 1,000 kilometers and all you see is soya or corn plantations, and they go and then just like you look into your eyes and you don't see a hill. So I'm a place for like that, yeah.
Right. That's very interesting. Thank you. I had no idea. Yeah. Also, landscape wise, how it looks like and that it's so big that it has such variety of cultural aspects as well.
Yeah.
I know from Germany we have different dialects too, but I wouldn't necessarily think, like, we are a big country in some aspects, but in comparison to certain other countries we are not that large. But with the dialects I totally get it. For me, sometimes I can't even understand certain dialects.
I mean, there is even few other Native American languages still surviving, like Guarani, which is a language from the north that is shared with Paraguay. A lot of people speak Guarani. And obviously, in the border, you always get these mixes, especially borders in Brazil, people speak Portuguese as well. It's just... it hasn't happened that I haven't understand. I can understand everyone, but I can imagine you, some dialects it can be hard.
What or how did you come in contact with that whole idea of getting out of Argentina or traveling, seeing other countries? What was the first contact? And how did it expand and made you want to see more places around?
The idea of traveling places has been always in my mind. As a kid in the school, I would always like go and browse encyclopedias and read about countries and the sources. So that's from very little. You can see that there is an interest in there. I was very fortunate that in the town I grew up, which is really small, 300 people, I had an English teacher. And for 10 years while growing up, I learned English. And then there was... obviously, you get busy with life and the source, and I reach uni, and I have to go to Buenos Aires because that was the best, closest university I could find. Being a guy from a small town and the source, it's just Buenos Aires is too big, and it was causing a little bit of a burnout. I spent 8 years trying to go to uni and work at the same time. So wow. I am a uni dropout. And then I started working, and obviously for traveling, you need a financial situation sorted. So everyone was going to Europe, and that was my first chosen destination. But Argentina is always a country with economic turmoils, and gathering all the money to go to Europe in a trip for 3 months is absolutely out of the question. No chance. But there's always been an interest for me to have an international experience, And the two countries that always piqued my interest were Canada and New Zealand. And one day at work, I remember browsing the type of visas you can get, and New Zealand has this thing, the working holiday visa, and it was easier for me to get that, and it's just like, oh, great. This also a financial motivation, means that I don't need that much money. I just can go to New Zealand, work, and maybe build up some money and continue traveling. At the time, the visa also kind of forced you to move, because you could only work for 3 months with the same employer. So it's just like they encourage you to actually just make money, move to the next employer and like that, and keep traveling New Zealand.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was easier on paper, let's just say, to get a visa in New Zealand, because there are only 1,000, the quota is 1,000 people per year, 1,000 Argentinians per year. And it was a mess to apply, but I managed to get my application in and my visa was granted. So, I managed to get that. Also, at the time, I already watched the Lord of the Rings movies, and I saw the landscapes, and it's like, and my favorite place in Argentina is the Patagonia, and just like, oh, that looks like Patagonia. So and let's dust out that English that it was a little bit rusty and let's come here. But I have to be honest, there was a feeling that I needed to leave Argentina, because I wasn't happy there with the growth I was gonna have there, or the development. I was kind of stuck, and I don't think I was gonna go further. And when you're like that, and like you cannot make plans of future, because the Argentinians' rules are constantly changing, and there's always like crisis and the source, and I was seeking for more stability, and that's why I came here actually with a ticket. Obviously, I had to have show the funds and the source, but it's also like a one-way ticket. I came to New Zealand saying, well, I'm gonna do my best actually to try to stay, because I think that's a great place to be. So that was sort of like the plan. Yeah.
Right. So you already planned on settling here and not going back before you even
I knew I was not gonna go back to Argentina. So that's that was kind of like the plan. And I was gonna do the impossible to try to settle in a place. I don't know. You can say that there is a little bit of, it's funny because I have traveled a few places. Like I have been Europe 3 times already. I've been a lot. I've been through all Argentina, and it's funny that now I consider New Zealand home. I always want to come back here.
Yes.
So I don't know what was the foresight of me choosing here and be so decided and be right about it. I cannot explain a lot of that, but it was the right decision. Yeah.
So it's just a feeling of comfort, safety, and it just has everything you need pretty much.
Yes, and there are some things you can say that are cultural here that were more in line with my personality. I don't know. I don't want to talk back about Argentina, but there are some part of the culture that, like, if for example, if you're straight as an arrow, you're an honest, like, it's just you need to have some kind of balance with that, and I am on the straight, honest side, follow the rules, be on time person. And Argentina is like, no, we late for the lunch, nothing happens. And that sort of things here, I got more in tune. Obviously, there is things that we can talk about later, but that are different, of course. But it felt more aligned with my core values. So that's why,
That's very interesting. I wanted to ask you anyways, because you already mentioned that that Argentina has so many different cultures as well, and you have probably experienced quite a few. Which part or what do you think is cultural the same with New Zealand? Like, are there common things as well where you can say this reminds you on home and it makes you feel homey as well? Or do you see, or and what are the main differences? You already mentioned a few, but I would like to just dive a bit deeper into that cultural aspect. Where do you see common things and where do you see the differences? And then how do you make it work for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, other than the geography or the way they look, some part of Argentina culturally, I'm gonna struggle to find things that are similar, you can say. What they can brush on is that, for example, here, I was used to be people be gentle and attentive in this small town that I grew up in Argentina. People will say hi to you with a smile in the street, be in generally display happiness. That is not the case in bigger cities, especially in Argentina, and when also people are struggling economically or financially, that translates on the way that they conduct themselves. I did find this homey town familiarity that I grew up with here in New Zealand throughout. It's more common, it's more prevalent, but you can say it has a limit. Like in Argentina, people, it's way warmer, they will hug you more, they'll kiss you more, they'll joke around more with you, or here there is till you are at that certain level of confidence without somebody, that takes a while to build up that. It's more instantaneous in Argentina. And another thing is, I don't know, in a positive, or even though that you can say racism here is quite prevalent, is less in other places. And I haven't encountered something really as bad as I've seen in Argentina in that aspect, you can say. I don't know what else I can touch base on.
That's all good. That sounds pretty much like it. Would you say it was difficult for you to make friends here in New Zealand, like on the deeper level? Because you mentioned sometimes you take a while to reach that level of comfort with a person until they really let you in. Do you feel like it was harder to make friends here with the Kiwi ones?
No, actually, that was funny. I think what it was one of the aspects I will be the first to break the ice, right, or make a joke, or and I was I don't know if it was luck or what, but. Once I got the stable jobs, I got invited to live in a Kiwi house with other Kiwis, and I'm breaking that barrier, making some jokes with whatever. It's just it was quite quick. Just there wasn't any friction about, oh, maybe what you're saying is no, you're not very truthful or the source. No, it was very straight away. And I think that Kiwis like that about me, that I'm quickly to shock about something and then they relax. Yeah. Yeah. Still, there is the physical things doesn't happen. Like you suddenly hug them and they go like, "Oh my God, what are you doing?" that's the only thing. Then
I can imagine a lot of other countries where, especially the physical aspect with hugs and kisses and all of those things. Yeah. People here are not very familiar as such.
And in Argentina we are used to kiss even between males, to kissing the cheek to say hi, and the habits sometimes I lean out I shouldn't do that. It just comes across a little bit awkward and weird. So breaking those habits sometimes takes a while.
Yeah, but what I've noticed is, especially the people that are very much having a big group of friends and a lot of internationals in their group of friends, they are a bit more used to it. So I think if you then try, they are less awkward about it. Just because they have experienced a bit more of it. While if it's someone who has usually their close group of friends and most of them are from New Zealand, and then you are leaning in, they don't really know what to do with it, right? And then it feels awkward. And then you probably have to establish that deep friendship first to be able to be like, this is me, this is my culture, embrace it. And coming back, because you mentioned a few times now, Lord of the Rings was one part that you thought, wow, the landscape is amazing and the country's interesting. And the visa easy to get. But how much influence did it really have that you really liked Lord of the Rings? And have you actually been to all of those places like Hobbiton and the Veta workshops? And I know especially down in Wellington and on the South Island, there are certain regions where certain sets were used, and the Tongariro crossing with the Mount Doom. Have you been to all those places? Are you a real fan?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm such a big fan that I moved to Cambridge, which is close to Hobbiton. So, just close to Matamata. Watching these movies, I couldn't believe that it was mostly shot in New Zealand. And at the time, they didn't use that much CGI and the source. And also, it was very interesting to hear that most of the production company that did all the Lord of the Rings, because I've been always been into movies and science fiction, the company Weta Workshops was also run by Kiwis and here in Wellington and the sort. I haven't been to the Tongariro Crossing yet because my health hasn't been playing around, but we are improving and we're gonna do that. That's on the plans. Definitely I've been to Hobbiton, I've been to Weta Workshops, I've been to all the locations in Wellington. And another thing is when I ride my motorcycle here, especially when I done a few trips around the North Island, just it's very funny. It's just like suddenly you look to the side, it's like, oh, that looks familiar. Ah, that's where they so and you stop and it's just like, yeah, this is part of the movie and it's absolutely incredible.
Also
the another big influence is that Viggo Mortensen, one of the main characters, of course. He grew up in Argentina and speaks Castellano without an accent, which also solved that for us, because the guy sounds so down to earth, and he will do like press conferences in Argentina, and also root for his team San Lorenzo. and it's like absolutely great. So yeah.
Which character did he
play? He played like Strider or Aragorn.
Aragorn. Yes, I thought so. I wasn't 100% sure. Yeah. And actually, I wanted to ask you a fun question, but I have the feeling that it might be already the answer. I wanted to ask, when you see your journey and New Zealand and yourself in New Zealand, which character of Lord of the Rings would you think would be the best description for yourself?
Oh, well, I don't want to claim, but there is a quote, because Aragorn used to be a wanderer, right? And there is a quote, not everyone that wanders is lost. And it's a quote related to him. So I've been wandering a bit. So you can say that I relate most to that character for... Not the king part and being a great leader and all that, but all the wandering part and the
very cool. And especially now with the background that the actual actor is from Argentina, can speak the language, and is like so down to earth and connected to your own country. I think that's a really nice one. Very cool. I probably don't even have to ask that question, but I will do it anyways. Have you ever thought about leaving New Zealand?
I have, like I said before, I have traveled around quite a bit. I always got the feeling that New Zealand is home. I have to be honest, obviously, it has crossed my mind a few times. For financial reason, career reason, perhaps like cross the ditch, go to Australia a little bit, but I always just feel awkward there. I've been a couple of times to Australia. So I don't know. There is another feeling, well, the other place I love as well, but I think I was... Perhaps I'm wrong about it on how is the majority of the year, but I visit Venice I love Venice a lot. I've been there like every time I go to Europe, I go to Venice, but I always been off season. So there was much people around. It was easy to walk around and all that. So I always say that if I had infinite money, I will spend the summer on the northern hemisphere in Venice, and then when the summer swaps to the southern hemisphere, come to New Zealand. But yeah, I don't know. Another thought was, well, maybe I'll retire in Argentina, go to Patagonia and actually live there once I'm done here. But who knows? Even though that economically and financially I could get ahead, I'm still like really in love with this place, and never felt homesick or anything like that. I had to obviously adapt with many things, and many things I need to stop doing, because doing them alone, like drinking mate, I switch to tea now. I guess that there are trade-offs. Nothing, no place is perfect. But like when I put everything on the scales, always New Zealand comes winning for me.
Which is a good point, I guess. In the end, as you said, no place is perfect. Everything comes with good and not that great traits. And I think it's also mostly about the feeling we have about it. And we never know how long it will be there. One day you can wake up and something is just not the same and you feel like, okay, now it might be the time to move on. Or as you said, maybe now I'm old, I want to retire, I might go back to Argentina, to the place I really liked. So that's always, I guess, in the cards. I think most people I've met that have migrated are not 100% sure that they stay where they are. And I feel like, and maybe that's just my idea, but once you have moved countries once, I think the possibility of doing it again is way bigger. You are just more open to it because you know you can do it. You have done it before. And I feel like it's just that maybe a certain personality type or like certain feelings, certain mindsets. So you never know what will happen, right? That's why I think most people I talk to are not really set on, I definitely stay here.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I have to say, well, at the moment, and this is how I feel at the moment, for example, my travel bag has curved out. I don't know why, but I don't want to travel at the moment as I want, as I used to. I don't know if I burned out because I always travel like a crazy person. but now it's just that boost that you can get, like, I'm not feeling like the same excitement anymore about traveling and moving around. Definitely I agree with you. I'm not settled on thinking, oh, this is my forever home or my forever place. Circumstance change, who knows what's gonna happen. So I'm open to whatever comes.
Sounds great. At every end of my episode, I usually ask similar questions in the end, like the quick three questions. And I will ask you the same now as well. So are you ready for your quick three?
Sure. Shoot.
Perfect. What do you miss the most from Argentina?
The most from Argentina. A little bit of the physical contact, but not really. I can find other Latinos here. I don't know what I miss the most. You can say it's a bunch of things. Some of the food or some of the availability or some of the stuff. I don't know, dulce de leche and being able to drink mate, perhaps. Because we always, when we drink mate, it's always like it's quite a social thing as well. So that's something I miss, because you have a chat, you have a laugh, or there is an excuse to socialize, you can say. But it happens at every level. It's not that it's exclusive with friends of the sorts. Like, I come from a farming family and we'll drink mate with my dad while we're preparing the machinery, or that I miss, you can say. A lot of the traditions, I import them over. So I'm not missing those.
That's good. That's a really good tactic to just whatever you missed, bring it over. Perfect. Second question. What advice would you give someone who's also wanting to leave their country and move overseas? Is there anything that you have realized, that you have learned, or you thought, I wish I would have known that earlier, something like that?
I could say, I don't know. Obviously, at the time, everything is very new for everyone. It can cause a lot of fear, a lot of concern. I've always been of the mindset that that's actually part of the fun. You need to take it as a fun thing. Because at the end of the day, it's just it comes always from taking yourself too seriously. Oh, what's gonna happen to me? It's like nothing gonna happen to you. This is it's like you're not gonna when you're embarking in adventures like this, it's just you're not completely on the unknown, or you're not going to be alone, or you're always going to find people that stretch you a hand to help you with whatever, or you'll be the ones to help afterwards and return the favor. And definitely that those butterflies and that nervousness that you get is just, which is excitement. It's just embrace it as a positive thing.
Yeah.
Change is inevitable, and is the only constant, they say. It's very rare that you won't land on your feet. It's something. Things always come across. Don't get anxious. Don't worry. Like, just, yeah, take it easy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one really good point you made is we do tend to take ourselves too serious. And yeah. I have to remind myself all the time. I even got a little tattoo to remind me on that, because I think I can be overthinking, worrying a lot, and just that little bit of don't take yourself so serious, just laugh a little bit more, and just yeah, it's not all personal as well, so try to just enjoy the ride. I think that's a very good message, so thank you for that.
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, you will hear that even at younger age, but really internalize it. It's your own journey, and it happened in your own time. It took me years to understand what that really means, and just put the foot in front of the other and get going into that, and try not to procrastinate. Just buy the tickets.
Yes.
Once you buy the tickets, then you're committed.
Yes, everything will just happen.
Yeah.
Yes. Perfect. So last question. Is there anyone you think should be on this show and should be interviewed by me and should share their story about traveling, about adventure, about moving abroad?
Oh dear, you put me in a pickle now. Because you've been interviewing all the common friends that we have, which are also immigrants. Who I can think of?
Even if you have seen someone online or you follow someone you are inspired by, I can try to reach out. It does not have to be a person that we both know.
Well, I have to think about this a little. Give me a couple of seconds. I think you should interview, for example, my neighbor, Jean. She's a Kiwi. She hasn't immigrated, but she's old, and she has been seeing all the story and how immigrants have been coming up and down here in the Marlborough. So she's a lady that just born here, grew up here, have a husband here, and then she used to be a carer for old people's home, and he has been, and she also used to host immigrants for the local industries here in the Marlborough. So I think she might have good stories about that. Because I guess that not only as an immigrant, but you could get some chats from her about like what it's like to receive the people that they receive.
Yes, and how it has changed over the years through immigration, and what does happen when immigrants come and bring their culture? What do you take from it? Definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay.
It was an honor to talk to you about your story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. Cheers. No worries. And yeah, I have plenty of more stories when I came to New Zealand. So yeah, I'm more than welcome to share those if you have another chance. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm always happy for part two or part three. But for now, thank you so much for your time. And for everyone who is listening or watching, I hope that they could take something from it and learn something new as well. And I hope I hear you next time. So, bye.
Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.